Welcome to the Live Your Lightwork podcast, a place where I riff on all things spirituality, creativity, and heart-based business so that you can stop talking about your lightwork and actually start living it. I'm your host, Tracy Spencer. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I want to help you get out of your head and on with your mission. So let's do this thing. Hey, hey, it's probably not Saturday. Or you might be listening to this on a Saturday. I don't know. Hello, welcome back to another episode of Live Your Lightwork podcast. If there was a theme song to go along with this episode, it would be money, money, money. Dun, 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 dun. Don't know the actual words. By ABBA, because we're going to be talking a little bit about money. And we know that money is such a triggering little triggy-diggy conversation, but we're here for it. We're here to learn. We understand that as light workers, we need to expand our capacity and our understanding about abundance so that we can pour it back into our light work and keep creating and keep driving forward with our mission and our vision to serve more people in this world, right? So we know how important it is to talk about, and we understand that we can handle the uncomfortable emotions that come with this as we talk about it. And those triggers always lead us to a transformation if we hang in there long enough. So the first thing I want to talk about and make very clear, and when I first learned this, it actually kind of blew my mind a little bit, is the connection between money and time and energy. Money, time, and energy. So let's preface this conversation with the fact that those three have very interconnected beliefs and stories, and there can be a bit of a lack consciousness playing out with our time and our energy, which is keeping us in lack financially. Okay. So I want to start to talk about when we think about time, or when you think about your relationship or what you believe to be true about time, what are some of the beliefs that you have, or some of the things that you constantly tell yourself about time? Let me give you a few examples here. I never have enough time. I'm always rushing or late. Other people have more time than me. Time just goes too fast. I don't really know what to do with my time, so I kind of just waste it. Are any of them sounding familiar? I don't really respect my time. Other people walk all over me with my time. I don't have any boundaries with my time. Now, let's take a little look at our belief systems around money. Some might sound familiar. I never have enough money. I always feel scattered, overwhelmed, and rushy when I'm dealing with money. Other people always have more money than me. Money goes too fast, and I just waste it, and I don't really know what on. I don't really know what to do with money, so I just don't ask for any more. I don't really respect my money. I don't understand it. Are we starting to see some little patterns here? Now let's talk about our belief systems around our energy, around our life force. I never have enough energy to build my dreams. My energy is always scattered or rushed or overwhelmed, so I just don't know what to do and I procrastinate. How come other people always seem to have so much more energy than me to build their dreams? I don't really know what to do with my energy, so I feel like I just waste it. I don't know where to direct it and I don't know where to focus it. I don't know what to do with my energy. I don't really respect my energy and people walk all over me. Are we starting to see a pattern here, friends? I never have enough money, time, or energy. I'm always rushing, scattered, or overwhelmed with my money, time, and energy. Other people have more money, time, and energy than me. Money, time, and energy just goes too fast, and I waste it. I don't know what to do with my money, time, or energy, so I just procrastinate and do nothing. Isn't that interesting, my friends? if we are working on our relationship to money and we're wanting to create and generate more, then we need to have a really beautiful, abundant understanding of time and our energy. Are we respecting our time and our energy? Do we have boundaries around our time and our energy, and therefore beautiful system structures and boundaries around how we're handling money, how we're interacting with it, how we're spending with it, how we're saving it? Are we complaining we don't have enough money, time, or energy and using that as an easy cop-out? Or are we making the most of the resources we have, meaning the resources of time, money, and energy, to the best of our ability before we're complaining that we don't have any more? Are we using the best of our resources in front of us to generate more? This is really important to get this, particularly if you're in business or if you're wanting to create a business. You've got to have a really beautiful, abundant relationship or story or belief system around all three of them. If you tell yourself, if you're always rushy or late, there'll be a story possibly weaving into your awareness of I'm just always behind. Other people building their dreams are so much more in front of me. I'm behind. I'm always in debt. I can't get on top of things. I can't get on top of my time. I can't get on top of my energy. I can't get on top of my money. Or I'm always rushing. I waste my time. I waste my energy. I waste my money. And then I get to the little deadline and then I hustle to pay the bills and I hustle to rush around when I'm late, and then I feel frantic and scattered and my energy is all over the place. Really let this land, you guys, because a lot of us aren't using these resources to their full potential and wondering why we're spinning wheels and nothing is happening in our life, because we're not commanding them. We're not taking control of them to the best of our ability, okay, and generating more with them. So I speak about a lot about this connection in one of my courses called Lightworkers Academy, and we talk about money leaks and money blocks, and usually a lot of them, there's of course some that have to do with money, but there's a lot of them that have to do with this poor relationship we have to energy and time, and how that overlaps and how that can leak our energy and bring our vibration down, and therefore we feel like money can be really tricky and hard. So I want to actually read you direct from one of the modules of prosperity, just some things to start to think about where you might be leaking or where you have money leaks or blocks to abundance, or you're self-sabotaging, you know, this beautiful energy to hold in your life. Okay. So let's take a little read through. Okay. Do you, and just nod if it's a yes for you, procrastinate on everything until the last minute? Do you use, I'm just going to surrender and let it come to me, as a cop out to showing up, taking action, and doing the 3D work? Do you sabotage your health by poor eating or drinking habits? Do you tell yourself, what's the point, because you're convinced that you'll just fail? Do you put everyone else first and forget to take care of yourself? Do you forget to eat because you get too busy? Do you not tell your friends about exciting news in your life because you feel bad? You don't celebrate yourself or focus on, and you only focus on your mistakes? You lie about the cost of things to friends or family? You fight with your partner whenever you are stressed or growing. You use your age or weight as an excuse to why you won't be successful. You manifest tech issues and then you think it's all too hard and you tap out and give up. You feel unworthy in certain social circles. You hang on to old relationships or friendships or environments that you know don't serve you anymore. You neglect your personal possessions and don't take care of the things you already have before you start asking for more. You're constantly rushing or late for things. You might resist putting systems and support in place for your business that would actually help ease your workload and increase your income and impact, because it just feels too hard and overwhelming. You constantly get worried about the future. You resent and get jealous about other people's happiness and financial success. You're ignoring your intuition. you keep telling yourself you're not ready yet, or you don't have enough time, energy, or money yet, which is keeping you in that exact loop. Numb yourself with social media and then complain why you don't have enough time or energy. You buy other people nice things and not yourself. You let clients or people overstep your boundaries. You get scared that people might steal your customers and your clients. You keep doing things in your business or your life that actually don't light you up anymore. You might live in a very cluttered environment and you don't take care of that. You say yes to things that you really want to say no to. I'm just going to power read a few more here. You procrastinate on following up on things like invoices or emails or anything like that. You feel guilty if people offer to buy you something. You avoid looking at your bank account. You're waiting for someone else to magically come along and fix it and save you from all your money stuff. You pretend that you don't care about money. And just on that, that is such a huge block for a lot of incredible women that have such intuitive, beautiful gifts out in the world. And they think that money isn't spiritual. And they pretend that they don't care about money when they know that they need money to keep driving into their light work and to build their businesses that are going to serve more people. But you're in this story of like, oh, money's just, I don't even care about that. I don't care about making money. I just want to serve. That's bullshit. You need money to link with your light work so you can make more of an impact. And I bet that's going to piss some people off, just me saying that, and I'm okay with it. Let's keep moving. You feel uncomfortable having lots of money in your account, so then you just find shit to spend it on that you don't even need. You have a really good money month and then a bad one. You have paper and bills and a messy office and things just piling up on your desk, or you hold on to old things. You hold on to paper or receipts or anything like that from your businesses, maybe even years ago now, that you don't even need or use or want, and they're nothing to do with what you're doing now, but you still have that energetic baggage of something from the past, which is taking up space from you, inviting in energy and new opportunities into your business now, into your life now. This is a big one. You don't send money to a savings account just in case you might need it. And then you wonder why at the end of your bill, there's nothing there to save. And you wonder why savings feels really hard. And you stay in that loop of, I don't know how to save and I can't save. Rather than respecting your money to send a chunk of it straight to savings. And here's the thing, the amount you send to savings doesn't matter. The intention of sending it to your savings account is what trains your brain and sends a message to the universe of, I know how to respect and I know how to save my money. Let me repeat, the amount does not matter. The intention behind it matters. Even if you just start saving $2 a week, you're teaching yourself and you're training your brain, I know how to save money. That $2 then becomes $20 a week, then becomes $200 a week, then becomes $2,000 a week. The amount doesn't matter. The intention and the energy behind it matters. A couple more here. I can't be bothered learning about money, but I will keep complaining about not having any. I feel guilty earning or asking for money when others, or earning money, sorry, when others don't or can't. So just take a deep breath if you can feel your solar plexus just tightening up a little bit here, because I understand there's so many layers and so many emotions and often some trauma or some shitty experiences about money, and let's not disregard any of that. But it's really important if we're making a declaration of wanting to heal our relationship with money that we take a look at some of our shitty unconscious habits. Because our habits are what is moving the needle on our money story and our beliefs and our reality. And sometimes we can't just change it by saying positive affirmations and not backing it up with any new habits. Okay? Sometimes we're saying, oh, money flows easily to me. And every single habit that we're doing is one of lack. And we're wondering why nothing is changing. So body first, you guys, move it in the body first, move it in your habits, move it in your little actions, little tiny shifts. It's like literally compound interest, incremental upgrades at a time. Looking at, yeah, why do I look away from my money? Why do I get so triggered by it? What experiences have I had that have made me feel scared about money? How have my family spoken about money before? What fears do I see maybe in my parents or my friends or the people that I grew up around, the people that were in my environment when I was little? What did I learn from them? What did I absorb from them? Not from pointing the finger and blaming, absolutely not. From a place of awareness and compassion and understanding that you are an empowered human that can now make better choices if creating a better or more supportive money identity, reality, belief system, story for yourself is something that you want to do moving forward. We can appreciate, be grateful and compassionate without any pointing of the fingers, but recognizing that it's now our responsibility to keep moving the torch forward. And what do we want to create for our future vision or our future family moving forward? So I hope that's really given you a few things to think about, right? And there's a lot in there, and I encourage you to listen back a few times of, yeah, where am I not respecting my time, which is not respecting my energy, and how is that exact same thing playing out where I'm not respecting my money, where I have no boundaries around all three of them, and it just comes in and out, and people walk all over me, and I put everyone else before myself. Let's take care of everyone else's needs before myself, and wondering why we feel drained, disconnected, frustrated, all the things. So there's a few money block bombs for you to just marinate and digest in. And let's just make this beautiful collective intention that we bring awareness to the little habits of money that are no longer serving us moving forward, because we want a more empowering relationship with money, because with that, we can start to impact more people. We can start to create more conscious businesses. We can start to allow our family to thrive, and we can take care of our health, and therefore we can serve at a greater capacity because we're fully taken care of. And we can pour in resources, time, energy, and money when we are fully taken care of into organizations that are changing the planet. I know how important that is to you as a light worker. It's important to all of us. So let's stop pretending that money isn't important. And money is a light worker as well. And it's up to us to heal our relationship around receiving it so that we can create more conscious and powerful and beautiful change in the world for generations to come. Whew. Have a little shakeout, my friends. Because there was a lot in that one, and I'm excited for you to keep diving into that for yourself. And yeah, slide into my DMs if anything really stirred up for you there. I'd love to know about it, and I'd love to know if that supported you in just looking at some things that maybe you'd been dusting under the rug, and see if you can let this actually be fun. If you're not having fun with your personal development, with healing relationships, if there's no joy in it, it's not really any point, you guys. So let's try and make this a little bit lighter and a little bit more fun and just try that on for size. Have a beautiful rest of your day and bring on the moolah.